Yes, welcome to our Christmas show studio, and I want to introduce you to a place that is very, very much near the heart of the Stray FM area and is very, very much a place to be at Christmas, because lots of festive things happen at the Thorpe Perrow Arboretum. And I am delighted to be joined here in the studio on the Christmas show by Lindsay Fletcher. Good evening.
Good evening, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for coming in. We've got you a mulled wine to go with our discussion about Thorpe Perrow. And there is all sorts. So Thorpe Perrow, and I know this from first-hand experience from the last few years, there's a lot of magical things happen at Thorpe Perrow at Christmas, aren't there?
There are, yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, so first of all, if you've never been before, so take us to Thorpe Perrow Arboretum. So you're not far from Massham, really, are you?
Yeah, between Massham and Beedale.
And if anybody, now if you listen to Stray FM, you probably have heard of Thorpe Perrow Arboretum. But if you haven't heard, an arboretum is a collection of trees.
That's
so
correct.
You have a lot of trees, but there's a lot of other things at Thorpe Perrow as well. So just describe, in a nutshell, Thorpe Perrow to anybody listening.
Okay, so yeah, technically we are a collection of trees, a museum, if you like, of trees, a garden. So there are 100 acres of all different kinds of trees from all over the world. You can go around the whole world in all the continents. And we've also got a bird prey centre, so loads of different birds. And they do 3 flying displays every day. And we've got a mammal centre as well, so you can feed the meerkats and get up close and personal and stroke the wallabies.
I've done all of it. I'm smiling because I've done all of this stuff. I've done all of this stuff before. And Thorpe Perrow, you host concerts in the summertime.
Yep.
There's a play area for children.
There is, yeah.
Garden centre, tea rooms. The whole work's going on. So if you haven't been, you are missing out. And of course, you can't have Christmas time without the big man himself. So you've got this lovely... Now, how would you describe it? It's actually a Santa's grotto. It's there ready and waiting for him all year round, isn't it? So it's this lovely wooden building.
Yeah, log cabin.
Real magical, isn't it, this log cabin? So where kids can go in and they go in through the main bit and then they kind of edge through round the corridors and wind their way through to go and see Santa. So tell us when we can see Santa in his grotto this Christmas.
So the grotto's open all the weekends through December and for the last week as well, so the 18th to the 22nd.
And all the kids will get a present who go along.
They do, yeah, an age-appropriate gift.
Oh, it is so nice. There's so many rooms there. It's like Santa's got about an ensuite and 3 other bedrooms there, aren't there, to be honest?
Yeah, that's right. So the grotto is Santa's home. So you sort of go through and you're in the woodland area before you get into his home. And then you can sort of look out on his glittering ski village below his home and the elves bedroom as well.
I bet it's lovely. I bet one of the best bits is seeing the reaction of the kids, like when they get to go and have a look round and everything.
Yeah, it's truly magical. And the elves are there, of course, and Santa's donkeys as well.
Obviously.
The reindeer look far too busy. You know, that training schedule that they're on, they're far too busy, so the donkeys are there.
And there's a very magical journey on foot to get to Santa's grotto, isn't there, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's right. So through the Arboretum, you're following the trail of the 12 days of Christmas all the way through to the grotto at the other side of the Arboretum. So you're sort of looking for the different pictures in the trees. And there's all sorts of different festive, you know, decorations and that kind of thing as well.
Oh, that's fab. And anything like a challenge to get your kids to do anything on foot is always, I say from experience, is always a good idea. So actually the kids have got something that they've got to look out for on their walk through.
Yeah, and they love running through the trees, finding the next one, spotting the next number and remembering the song and singing it as they go along.
So that's a lovely thing for this time of year. Now, when we're thinking of Christmas trees, because it's easy to forget, but you have a garden centre at Thorpe Perrow as well.
Yeah, we do, plants at Thorpe Perrow, yeah.
So you're selling Christmas trees.
Yeah, yep. Non-drop firs. Yeah, that's right. Really competitively priced.
Now, I've interviewed your garden centre guy and he is a bit of an expert on the whole thing as well. So he can advise, I would imagine.
Yeah, Charlie's fab. Yeah, he's very proud of himself because he's got hold of a rare species of some description that he was trying to get hold of all summer. So he's managed to get hold of that.
Fantastic. Okay, so you see Santa, you can buy your Christmas tree. And then I think the other thing, which is really worth mentioning here about Thorpe Perrow, is actually great gift idea for anybody you know who likes the outdoors. This could be somebody who likes sort of going on walks and things and just generally being out amongst the air and the trees and all that kind of thing. You actually do a gift card for a year, which is a great Christmas present.
Yeah, our season ticket. So it lasts for a whole year from the month that you buy it, which is a fantastic Christmas present because, like you say, it gives you a year of great memories. So you can come along and see all the different seasons. You see the bulbs through spring and then the summer, the beauty of the summer and all the different wildlife that we have. And then, of course, the autumn colour, which we're just coming out of now, is just stunning. And then into the winter as well, as something all year round.
The seasons changing is just a lovely, lovely thing. And, yeah, you can experience it from the height of summer to those kind of cold winter days when there's a bit of frost on the ground. And, do you know, I think I've been there at all times of year, to be honest.
Yeah, I think you have.
But there is different stuff going on all the time. Well, thank you so much for telling us about what's going on at Christmas. Good luck with it. Well, you're going to be busy, aren't you?
Yes, we are, yeah. We're hoping that Santa's going to be rushed off his feet.
I think he probably will be. And if you want to find out a bit more, then probably the best thing to do is have a look on the Thorpe Perro website. And what is the web address?
So it's www.thorpeperro.com. There's no E on the end of Thorpe.
Okay, fantastic. Thorpeperro.com. I don't know if it's too early or not, but Lindsay, have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.